Then the boy version of Mordred solidified again inside his torn and rotting coat.
"Because it pleases me to hear it from your drooping old stew-hole," he told thoughtful.
The old man licked his lips.
"All right. May it do you fine," he said, "that he's crafty while you're young, and without so much as a sip of guile. He said that if you don't stay back where you belong, he'll have your head off your shoulders. He said he'd like to hold it up to your red father as he stands trapped upon his balcony."
This was quite a bit more than Roland actually said, as we should know, having been there, and more than enough for Mordred. Yet not enough for Randall thoughtful. Perhaps only 10 days before it would have accomplished the old man's purpose, which was to goad the boy into killing him quickly. But Mordred had seasoned in a hurry, and now withstood his first impulse to simply bolt across the bridge into the castle courtyard, changing as he charged and tearing Rando Thoughtful's head from his body with a swipe of one barbed leg. Instead, he peered up at the rooks, hundreds of them now, and they peered back at him as intent as pupils in a classroom. The boy made a fluttering gesture with his arms, then pointed at the old man. The air was at once filled with the rising whir of wings. The king's minister turned to flee, but before he'd gotten a single step, the rooks descended on him in an inky cloud. He threw his arms up to protect his face as they lit on his head and shoulders, turning him into a scarecrow. This instinctive gesture did no good. More of them alit on his upraised arms until the very weight of the birds forced them down. Bills nipped and needled at the old man's face, drawing blood in tiny tattoo stipples.
"No," Mordred shouted, "save the skin for me, but you may have his eyes."
It was then, as the eager rooks tore Rando Thoughtful's eyes from their living sockets, that the ex-minister of state uttered the rising howl Roland and Susanna heard as they neared the edge of Castletown.